This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. They say some of the new troops had trouble assembling weapons and some refused to fire them at enemy forces. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany announced it's resumed flying convicted criminals of Afghan nationality to their home country on Friday, with the government eyeing polls showing a far-right anti-migrant party set to take first place in at least one of two elections in eastern states on Sunday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday said his country had resumed sending flights of Afghan citizens convicted of crimes back to their home country. A post on social media by the nation's interior minister said Germany on Friday deported 28 criminals to Afghanistan. Berlin had halted returning people to Kabul due to human rights concerns after the Taliban retook power in 2021. But pressure mounted on Scholz's coalition government to reverse that suspension after a fatal stabbing in the city of Zulingen linked to Islamic State at a festival last week. At a memorial for the victims, Scholz vowed to step up deportations. The government on Thursday introduced a package of measures to tighten asylum policy and speed up removals. The resumption comes ahead of regional elections in two eastern states where migration is a crucial campaign issue.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice has ordered the suspension of Elon Musk's social media giant X nationwide after the tech billionaire refused to name a legal representative in the country. The move further escalates the months-long feud between the two men over free speech, far-right accounts, and misinformation. Justice Alexandre de Moraes had warned Musk on Wednesday night that X could be blocked in Brazil if he failed to comply with his order to name a representative and established a 24-hour deadline. He said the platform would remain blocked until it complies. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is calling for universal coverage of IVF treatments with no specifics on how his plan would work, and many aren't believing him. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Campaigning Thursday, former President Donald Trump doubled down on his support for IVF treatments.
Government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it.
The Republican nominee says if he wins back the White House, families will be able to deduct expenses for newborn care from their taxes. And in an interview with NBC, he suggests he will vote to repeal Florida's six-week abortion ban. Democrats and groups defending abortion access say Trump's attempts to establish himself as a moderate on reproductive rights are hypocritical, while the group Reproductive Freedom for All says Trump knows how unpopular attacks on fertility treatments are. Jennifer King, Washington.
NASA has cut two astronauts from the next crew to make room on the return trip for two stuck at the International Space Station. NASA's Nick Hague and Russian Alexander Gorbunov will launch in September aboard a SpaceX rocket. They will return with Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore in February. NASA decided it's too risky for them to fly home in their Boeing Starliner capsule, bumped Friday from the SpaceX flight, where NASA astronauts Zena Cardman and Stephanie Wilson. NASA said they could fly on future missions. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strofe, VOA News.